Welcome, folks, to the March 1st. Time is flying fast. Aries Working Group call. This is a Hyperledger call, and so the Hyperledger antitrust policy and the code of conduct are in effect. Please contact one of us if you find something in violation of these. It helps keep our calls clear and our work unencumbered and uninviting environment. You are welcome to add yourself to the attendees list with the link to the agenda in the chat, or make any other adjustments that are useful. Is there anyone new today that would like to introduce themselves? I recognize everyone. Glad you're here. Are there any announcements that should be on our list that are not? Excellent. Anyone want to share any work updates on projects within Aries or other related meetings, if that applies? Man, we have a quiet crowd today. Okay. On discussion right. Topics. Oh, go ahead.
Hello, sorry. It took me a second. Okay, so for the Aries DIDCOM V2 working group that meets on Mondays, we actually started in the AIP HackMD that's been going on. So the Aries Interop Profile 3.0, kind of a lot of the things we've been discussing, you know, has been related. So I think last week in this meeting we had discussed DID methods that we're interested in, and you know, what are you doing with legacy peer DIDs and things like that. So we just added this table that you brought up, which I appreciate, and yeah, we basically want to start filling that in as we consider the things that are important. There's a link for the Discord thread right above the table where Stephen Curran had kind of listed some of the elements that he wanted to consider between the DID methods. So you can see at the top, we have size, kind of rotation, ease of transformation, available libraries, future path, multi-key support, you know, all these kinds of things. So this is just our effort to begin to collect a comparison of these and to try to prioritize them in terms of Aries, so that we can eventually get to kind of a base list of DID methods that we want to recommend that everyone, all the agents support, so that we can do cool things like DIDCOM and other. So that's it.
Lance, I appreciate this, and Stephen as well, for putting this, for getting that conversation started and kind of helping this to occur. So that's definitely on our list to sort of summarize what we can do. I loved our conversation last week. And so I learned a lot. It was insightful. And so I wanted to quickly summarize and then talk about like what's next, including the table to try and help that happen. The other thing is that I have a small sort of an awareness to bring up about the Aries Swift framework, which now exists within the Hyperledger set of repositories. And then some quick discussion. This was quite recent, but just about on a non-quid Swift wrapper, which is a little bit peripheral, but related to the sort of the growing work with Swift native stuff inside of Aries. We are likely going to have room in the agenda today if there are things that folks want to bring up or topics. And so that will definitely be possible. Yeah, so that's kind of what I had on the agenda. And thanks, Lance, for highlighting that. Are there any adjustments to the agenda or additional topics or other things that folks want to bring up before we dive in a little bit? All right, well, let's head in. By way of quick summary of last week, We had a good discussion about the potential of what did carry light might look like, and also how that actually applies to some of the other things. The other big item, which was some really great progress, was a discussion of rather than actually defining a legacy peer did method to just qualify the dids to in one step translate those dids to a different did method under discussion. And so in doing so, we would both solve the unqualified problem and also end up on a did method of some sort. And so that was the basic summary of last week. I'm summarizing a lot, but it was a really great discussion. And then of course Stephen brought that up in the chat, which resulted in this table here, which would sort of help with an evaluation of what can be done. I don't know that we have enough decision or enough information today to make a decision as a community about what the best path forward is here, but I am curious about. I think it would be worthwhile to organize the efforts that do need to happen, so that we have stuff that we can work on moving forward, and gather the right types of details or investigative work that needs to happen in order for us to, as a community, make an informed decision about what we ought to be doing. Any questions, comments, corrections to my summary, other relevant pieces of information? All right. What ought we to do or get done rather, in order to make this move forward?
Should we try to complete that table?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Good. So I'm in charge of finding the details for the carry part. The things that the carry working group meets every 2 weeks. So this is a pending item already in the agenda for the next Monday. So yeah, I need to wait until that to get the more details on the discussion.
Yep.
Something.
Excellent. Thank you, Rodolfo. In the table here, there's some information that I think we can fill out.
Yeah.
But there's also one of the things that is sort of necessary for us to do a rotation is that both parties in the relationship must be capable of doing the relay the rotation with the information they have. And so there's definitely I would feel more comfortable if we had attempted to translate an unqualified, into these, actually try and code to translate these things, knowing what the owner of the did knows and what the another person who has had it shared with them knows, in order to make that happen. And so that would be part of the exercises to verify that it actually will make the process that we need to make it happen. So yes, do we want to work on that live here, or do we want to take it as homework, as Rodolfo mentioned, to be able to bring it up in other venues, but the main to-do item is to fill out this table. Any opinions on how we ought to
We want
spend
to start
today?
with it.
I think
Here are
so.
the ideas.
Sorry, you guys doubled just a little bit. What's the proposal? Steven?
We're being quiet, letting each other talk. We need a fallback strategy. A collision fallback strategy. Yeah, I think filling out this table would be good. I think we can get most of it, figure out if there's anything missing from it, and then start to fill it out. Oh, that's terrifying. Oh, that's better.
Yeah,
Okay.
this one has lots of links in it, so it's a little bit thicker. But yes.
To start out the in the table rotation, so did rotation remind me where did rotation stands with did com one and did com two?
So DidCom 2 has the capacity to rotate a relationship from one did to another. That doesn't exist in DidCom V1. So I'm assuming that this involves the ability to rotate keys within the did method.
Right, but we should specify that. Yeah.
Yeah. So key rotation. Is it Lance, is that correct? Rotation here meant key rotation.
Yeah, yes, right. This is key rotation. Maybe it's a valid feature or a feature we need to know that the BID method can have here. Yeah.
Right. So peer did one does do key rotation. Peer did two does not. Here's the other question, meta question I had about this table. We had kind of decided not to do legacy peer last time and rather go straight to something else. Rather than simply qualify them, do we want to keep it on the table for the sake of discussion, or is it worth just eliminating that as a possibility?
Keep it on the table for discussion, but it's very unlikely since we can transition to anything else. It seems unlikely we need it, right?
Right, and that was my big takeaway from last meeting, which was like, we think we've got something better than using legacy peer. So, okay, well, I'll just consider this to be. for the sake of discussion. So I don't have number of bytes here for size, but did peer two is large.
Yeah.
And unshrinking in the sense that it doesn't get smaller over time.
And maybe it's for size we could put, because that comment is basically covered. I mean, did peer one, so two things. Did peer one, I believe, and has an attachment, right? That's how it gets there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Large, small.
So I'm going to put size initial. What's the word? Later, eventually.
Subsequent. Ongoing. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, let's do ongoing. Which means that I'm going to summarize.
You got to put a G on it.
I do have to put a G on it.
Or an apostrophe if you want to go that way.
Ongoing. Perfect. So I think here what we can say is we could say large 44 bytes. And then this kind of summarized the first exchange here.
But I think we can leave that off.
Yes. So let's do that. Okay, so we have legacy peer would be small, but like not useful.
Large small again, because you have to have the attachment. Well, the did itself is small. Yeah.
Yeah, which was kind of what I was going after. So it's quite there we go. It's got an asterisk. So did peer two is large.
Yeah.
It doesn't get small.
And then did carry is large small.
Yep. I just went ahead and left the 44 bytes in there since that feels small. So we answered key rotation, ease of transform. I don't know that I have enough to say about this table. Well, I think this is either ease or ability to transform from an unqualified. And so that is super relevant, but I don't know that we know enough today to fill this out.
Actually, there is a difference, I believe. So as far as I know, a did carry can only be produced by the controller. Whereas did peer one and two can be produced by either party. Am I right there?
I don't know.
What do you mean if you have if you need the private key to get the identifiers?
Right.
Yeah, so no, you actually, I think you don't need the private key. Just like having
I'm 99% sure in carry you need the private key, whereas in peer one and two you don't.
I'm the card now right now. Yeah, I'm gonna double check that. I think the version that we are you don't not, because you can verify. If you have the key event, you can verify it and get
verify
the final
it.
File. Yeah.
Right. You can verify it, but you can't produce it. Whereas with one and two, you can produce it based, because all it is the public data. It's based on the public data. It's not based.
Yeah, but I don't want to make a decision here, but I think getting the final AID, I think you can get it from the all the cards. So
okay,
get into data and verify it. But I could double check.
Sam, so ease of transform, the definition of that, I think, is controller only or either party. And does that make sense as ease of transform, or you have a new column? But that seems to be relevant to me, which is right.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Yeah.
Well, owner or both, actually. Other doesn't is not yeah, owner or both.
You're right. You wouldn't. So owner or both. So it's kind of the answer here. And so I mean, in theory, this is true for peer two. But I would feel more comfortable if we
verify,
if we verified that. So I'm going to add a question mark if we haven't verified. Do we
owner
think
or both? Yes is not owner or both. Oh, are you talking? Is that?
Oh,
what's that for?
this is this column. So the ease of transform is so both with a question mark. Do we think did carry light is owner only?
I think it's owner only, but to be determined.
Okay, I'm leaving a question mark here.
You have to, you know, the inception event involves the private key. I think that is important in carry, but I'm winging it.
Okay, so I put legacy peer as both, in the sense that all you have to do legacy peer is qualify the DIDs. There's no actual, so the translation is quite small. Did peer one? I don't know about did peer one enough to know whether you're capable of doing this or not.
I think did peer one is very close to legacy peer, and that you pass the DID doc along with the DID. And as such, and since you've got the DID doc already with an existing unqualified DID, then you can transform that DID doc into the new, you know, whatever DID peer is. So I think you can.
It might
based
be.
Based off of what Timo was saying, is that there's no, the serialization / normalization hasn't been defined for that one. I think that will be the blocker for that one working for both. So both with an asterisk, yeah.
I mean, without a doubt, if we were to use peer one, we would have to define the serialization.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is both, but serialization needs definition, or serialization or canonicalization. Either way, the point is that there's things that don't specify order, like stuff in the DID doc, that would need to be agreed on by both parties in order for this to be a bidirectional, or to be done by both. Indeed. Okay. So libraries is kind of next. So carry pi is listed here. Legacy peer, there's not really, but I don't know that we need one, just for comparison, in the sense that it's a string manipulation, so that feels unnecessary to have a library. Peer one libraries. I think Timo knows the most about this, and he isn't here with us today.
I would put in example implementation is available, you know. Example.
Which one? Sorry?
For did peer one.
Yeah. Okay. You have the Sigma, you have the The one that is an AFJ.
Does Sigma have a did peer one?
I think so. I need to check. Yeah. Well, I think so, but
I'll leave example implementation now, and we can correct that if we need to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Did peer two. What kind of library support exists for did peer two? I know there's at least one.
I believe so.
I think it's in Python. Daniel, do you know about this?
You have the Sigma in Python, and I think it's also in Java. It's really simple to implement, right?
Yeah, it's not so bad, but libraries do help.
Nope.
Daniel, you came off mute briefly. Is that?
I don't have anything more to add beyond what Rodolfo already said. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, I think Beramo may have one, and Brian Richner with Aviaritech, I think he has one also in JavaScript. But yeah, let review and put links later.
Yes. Okay, so Carrie Pye, others in development. We already have an answer there. So future path, I don't know how to answer that. Stephen, do you know what that was intending to describe?
Just that, well, we know for sure legacy peer is a no, and we can guess on the other ones. Like, maybe.
I would.
Well, given the large, I wouldn't necessarily say more likely.
Only because of its simplicity is kind of what I was going after there. It's just it's uncomplicated, even if it's inefficient.
Yeah.
And so let me just put likely.
To get red text off its spec.
Yes, but that was mostly intended for did peer one.
Yeah.
And so I think that's possible to separate or to be more clear about. Did carry light. I think that did carry, like, or carry as a concept is likely going to continue forward. There's an open question about the commitment to the carry community to support something like carry light. But I think I would put this in the likely category as well, or maybe a little bit stronger.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd leave it at that. Yeah.
Okay, so next is multi-key. Legacy peer is no. Peer one is yes.
Yeah.
Peer two is yes. And then where is did carry, Rodolfo? Do you have any information about where did carry is for the support of multiple keys in addition to the main one used? You may not be able to answer.
I'd say yes.
Okay.
Carry is all about multiple keys, so I would be pretty confident in saying that's a yes.
That's safe. Delegation. What does delegation mean in this context?
That I'm less sure.
I'm not sure if I added that to the list, but essentially with carry AIDs, I don't know as much for carry light, but you have the concept that you can delegate an identifier and retain control of the delegated identifier if you want to like revoke the delegation, etc. But again, I don't know the details for did carry light, which is obviously more limited. So that, I think that's maybe what I meant when I put delegation there.
Is that an important consideration in our evaluation here?
That's a great question. I would love to know if
I have no idea what the answer to that question is.
Yeah, has the community done a bunch of delegation?
No. This is actually the first time I've heard of that concept.
So, and gotcha. Not that, but we're talking peer dids here. So regardless of, the actual implementation, what we're talking about here are DIDs that are shared between two or potentially more, but some moderate number of peers.
Right.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And so delegation, I can't see as being important in that. And multi-key, I see less important as well.
Yeah, although that one is easier to include, I think.
Yeah. It's not the end of the world, but.
Okay, it looks like I've done the table formatting correctly.
Well done. Yeah,
nice job. That was impressive.
In public, like on screen.
So I've also got the ease of transform note down here as well. So this is actually pretty good. I think the biggest questions are around verifying the ease of transform for a couple of these.
That's the biggest question. And
libraries probably needs a look there too. I think I feel qualified saying no here and shaky here, mostly because Daniel was the primary author of DID Peer 1, and he is voting deprecated in favor of carry. And so I feel qualified to say shaky. And then the likely here is close enough of an evaluation, I think, to help us understand that. I'm not married to DID Peer 2. There just isn't anything else that's really in its category. And so that's why I'm kind of leaving it here. Part of the discussion here is well, what do we want to do? For example, DID Peer 2 could become its own peer DID method if we felt it was worth putting energy into. And we could solve the large problem if we needed as part of that process. The real question is it worth doing that, or is it worth leaning into DID Carry Lite since it's already solved a handful of those issues? And so that's kind of the largest open question I think that we have. The ability
to transform though is a challenge.
Well, yes, it is a challenge. If we're capable of doing the transform by both, then it's definitely something we can transition directly to. If it isn't, then it may be something we want to go indirectly to. And if we're going to go indirectly to it, the question remains, what's the thing that we want to do first? Do we want to go to DID Peer 2 and have the large inefficiency? Or do we actually do a legacy peer transition and then transition to DID Carry after that? So there's some open questions here, but I really appreciate both Stephen and Lance for sort of getting this table started, because that's, I think, the right way to help us stare at the options and understand the implications of them. So really good. So having done that, what's next? We do have some verifying the transformations, and some library check-in. I think it's kind of the missing piece of information there. Yeah. Sorry, no, no worries about delegation. So we pull that anyway. Lance, the fact that you made the table in the first place allows for unlimited forgiveness for mistakes in doing so.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm always good for a table.
Always good for a table. And that's your new tagline on all of the socials, Lance. So the big issue is transformation and library verification, and that already applies. Rodolfo's already mentioned that's on the agenda for next week's Carry community call, which will help that along. So is there anything more that we can do today to further this discussion? Okay. Daniel, I see your issue credential protocol short-circuiting. Definitely have time to talk about that today. Um, Any more on the did the what do we call this, the did morass in front of us? Any more comments on this before we move along with the agenda? That was one of the more successful table collaborative efforts I've ever seen on a call. Appreciate that.
Yeah, how do we get an answer on this though?
I think we've got it. We need people to volunteer to do the legwork on it and then come back and report. I think that's realistically what needs to happen. And
basically what we want is people, one of the things that we didn't get that I'm looking forward to, and I just don't have an easy, fast way to do it, is what do we have in a legacy peer did doc? So we know what it looks like. So we know what we're starting with and what do each of these look like? And then the other process for me is, you know, how do you know, is that owner one right, and what would the implications of that be? You know, if the carry light can't be done, I would think that would lead us to did peer two personally. That's my guess.
We could reasonably do so.
And then the question goes, does it lead to a did peer three, which is a large small, using did peer two for the initial and then some way of doing.
Or do we lean into carry or something else at that point?
Right.
I think that is important. The ability to transition both sides. And to be clear, I don't, this is, we're kind of throwing a requirement at did methods here, like carry light, that it's a little bit unfair in the sense that like no did method ever was designed to make transitioning into it easy from known keys.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
I feel like I need to say here that like there is no shame in not fulfilling ridiculously post-created requirements upon it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're just trying to figure out what our options are here. There's no shame in the fact that it might not be possible to do this from a did carry perspective. Just right. To be clear, I'm not okay. So I realized that maybe our conversation was coming off as being really negative on a did method that was incapable of doing something that no one had ever asked it to do before. So we're good on that. And we just have to figure out our path forward. And then the real question is do we seek to improve did peer two, maybe under a new name, to avoid the confusion with did peer one, or do we lean into the adoption of carry light as I think the real big question in front of us? But we have this intermediate step of, hey, are we capable of actually transitioning to something, and should we do so? And so that's kind of the two open questions in front of us is, one, where do we put the energy on did methods? Number two is how do we, is what do we do in the meantime to actually transition away from unqualified dids? So that's really good. We could really use a legacy peer did document example. I would love someone to volunteer for this. We basically need to dive into an existing implementation and just grab out what we're passing inside of the connections or did exchange protocol in terms of the did document attachment, and being able to drop that into, you know, above this table into this HackMD would be a really useful thing in order to evaluate that. Do we have anyone willing to do that little bit of legwork to paste an example in so that we have it in front of us? Now, you don't have to do it like now on the call necessarily, but before next call.
I think I could actually do it now on the call. I can go grab one.
Daniel's going to do it now on the call. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, so we're going to chase that down. What's going on here? I like lost my cursor. That's strange. Let me hit update and edit again and see if I can get Confluence to restore. Nope. I just can't edit things anymore. That's weird. I don't know what I've done. Is anyone else capable of editing this doc?
We can see your cursor.
Yeah, but
moving
I can't.
Around.
Yeah, but I can't click and type. I'm trying to type on the keyboard. I can't like edit this. Hey, Steven.
Yeah, let's see. I can try to edit it. Let's see here. I was able to type.
I am as well.
Oh, I think there's a modal dialogue in a different browser window. Oh my gosh, that was painful. I had a modal dialogue in a different browser window entirely that was preventing me from typing in this one. That is awesome. Okay, that's cleared. Okay, so Daniel's doing that. So we have some not possible on the call legwork for the transformation and the library stuff. Rodolfo's already chasing that from his perspective, and that will provide us some detail. And then I think we need, with the information in the DivDoc, I think we can go through and probably just non-code walkthrough verify that it's possible to transition to Div Peer Method 2. And then I think after Rodolfo is capable of reporting back on the carry conversation, that we can make that happen. Does that feel like concrete action items enough? I'm happy with that progress, nailing down exactly what.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, Daniel, go ahead and holler at us when you have a DivDoc example, although we're probably just going to nod it and say, yeah, thanks, and then keep going today. Just because the work needs to happen mostly offline for that.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let me touch on awareness a little bit here. There is this happened a little bit, but it was a little bit under the radar. There is a Swift Aries framework repository. Conan, who presented in our meeting a little while ago, I forget the exact time, he is the main contributor to this. But it exists now inside of Hyperledger as a contributed repository with the associated licensing. And so this is open and ready for collaboration and things. And so I wanted to highlight that. As related, this was, I think, earlier today, Stephen, he was asking about an on-creds and the creation of a Swift wrapper for use and kind of asked that question about, okay, like, hey, I can do this. Where should the work actually go?
Okay. So a little background on that. So what he wants to do is use the shared components, ASCAR and IndieBDR. He did a wrapper for, I believe, ASCAR. He's requested a couple of times to be merged. Andrew is not avoiding it, but is not being as open and upfront active at saying, here's the status of it. He's just working in the background and doing stuff to move things forward. He's trying to get to a 2.x, I believe it is for ASCAR, but a current release, and then planning a breaking 3.x. And his plan is to include the Swift wrapper in that. And so that's why, these are 0.2 and 0.3. And the Swift wrapper would be included in that. However, in discussions, somebody, and I can't remember who, raised the point of, by the way, we did say that we would only support common wrappers in ASCAR. Does this fit that criteria, or would it be better to have it in a separate repo? And that speaks to the knowledge and experience needed to actually assess, review, and merge a Swift wrapper when, you know, the maintainers of ASCAR, for example, don't have Swift experience. So that's the open question.
So James, I'm going to pick on you for a minute.
Yep.
Would ASCAR with a Swift wrapper be usable inside of Bifold? Or is that a different strategy needed somehow?
For ASCAR, the plan for Bifold would be to use a React Native wrapper, which has been developed.
So that uses a React Native wrapper rather than a Swift wrapper.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. Which previously used the React Native wrappers previously used to use a Swift and Java wrapper, but we've been able to short circuit that. So it's React Native specific.
Well, yeah. and that allows it to be used in both deployments, right? iOS and Android.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That seems to line up well with those goals there.
I think the thing I would say though, is I think there is value in having a Swift and Java wrapper.
I think Steven's question is like, should that be considered, you know, a quote unquote like mainstream wrapper, or would it be make sense to maintain it in a separate repository where you could have maintainers that are possess the sufficient ninja skills to validate?
I think my concern is that if you make once you introduce another repo, you would, if an update is made to Asgard, for instance, and it does make it harder, I think, to update and maintain the said wrapper, right?
Well, so Steve's got his hand up, and Steve, so I'm going to jump to him real quick. Steve, I thought of you in this conversation that happened because Conan mentioned all of the magic tricks that you have been promoting for a long time for the generation of these wrappers using common techniques.
So just so everyone's aware, Mozilla's got a project called Unify, which auto-generates wrappers from Rust libraries. And so what we're doing at Anonymy is we are consuming Rust wrappers Rust libraries. And we've kind of created a common layer of what we want from all the industry libraries. And we've done that in Rust. And so then what we're doing is we're taking this Unify layer so we can take it to Kotlin and Swift and Python. And it looks like JavaScript is emerging. At least you can do that inside the Firefox code base. And so what that means for us is when we specify in an IDL type construct what we want the interface to look like, this Mozilla toolkit will create it automatically. And the reason I've been pushing that for so long is because everybody likes to get the language wrappers in place and then nobody wants to maintain them because that's not the exciting code. And so being able to do all the FFI translations between Rust and whatever language is really exciting to us. Now, the one holdback, the reason I think people didn't jump at this earlier was the current release doesn't support JavaScript. And so that's been a problem for some environments. But what I've done is I've located how to create JavaScript wrappers. They're doing it inside Firefox. And so what I'm doing right now is trying to figure out how I could pull that out, that capability to have standalone JavaScript wrappers auto-generated from Rust libraries. I've written some tutorials. I can post them in the Aries chat a little bit later. That shows everyone how to what FFI is. So I have a sample on how to do that with a C++ app. And then I kind of walk through how to do this for some of these other languages. And I mean, if everybody wants to make and maintain a wrapper, that's awesome. But if this is an easier way, and I'd be willing to meet with whoever wants to work on it and give them a walkthrough.
So in the Aries contributors channel in Discord, Conan mentions that he's considering Unify. And okay. So I immediately thought, wow, I should like make sure that Steve sees this. and having been preaching this for a long time, and that the reason why I bring that up in this context now is that Steven, I think the answer to whether it's included or not may heavily depend on whether it's Unify generated or not. And I think if it is UNIFI generated, then there might be a good reason to include the UNIFI generated wrappers inside of the main project.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to meet with whomever and walk through the process and what that means, what our experience is. And I just think that would simplify things. And then developers who want to build stuff can target, you know, building AIP directly rather than spending time on the wrappers.
For sure.
That's just my thought.
I've tagged you in the Aries contributors channel, and his message about using UNIFI was like this morning at 4 a.m. He's in an inconvenient time zone, but I know he listens to these calls.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to talk to him, and I apologize for not being online at 4 a.m.
Yes! Where is your commitment to the community, Steve?
I know it's severely lacking, isn't it?
You're totally good. Conan is pretty active. I know he listens to our call recordings here, and he's active in the Discord channel. So I've tagged you there. And Stephen, maybe that's the answer, is that if we take the UNIFI approach, that it won't be an additional burden on Askar as a sort of a main project to contain these directly. Does that seem like a possibility anyway?
Yes. I mean, I would love to see UNIFI. I know there's mixed feelings on it, but I'd love to see it, you know, exactly what the effort would be. For example, in the Askar, repo, what work has to be done to maintain the X? I think we've got four wrappers in a UNIFI approach versus what we're doing today, which is hand bombing each one.
For sure.
I also think it's worth noting is that you may not necessarily need to do the UNIFI for every wrapper, meaning for most of wrappers, it's helpful. In regards to like doing UNIFI for the React Native bits, the strategy for React Native FFI, the strategy for that has recently changed. And so it's a fairly new method that the React Native community has implemented called Turbo Modules. And so specifically when it comes to doing React Native, you may want to go with the manual route, at least for a little while still there. So you may be able to do UNIFI for most of them, but I guess a warning, it may not be feasible for React Native for a little while still.
Good point, James. I think that's all right, though. I think a one size fits most will still be a huge benefit to the community. And that way there's only deviation when it's useful instead of deviation by default.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to raise that it's fits most things, but that's one case that it doesn't. So
totally.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Steve in chat mentioned that he's going to make that happen, and he'll jump into the Aries channel. So we have a couple of minutes left. Daniel, you asked earlier. Steve, was that your purpose for being your hand up being, by the way, I didn't check with you. Was that to bring up the UNIFI stuff? You might be in a bad call zone. Okay, it was. No problem then. Perfect. So Daniel, you asked, brief follow-up on the issue credential protocol short-circuiting. My understanding is that the resolution was that it's fine for credential formats that don't require prior steps to begin with the issue message. Is this a change that should be reflected in the Aries RFC for issue credential? I assume so, but if so, anyone on deck to make those updates? Daniel, I believe you're correct in your summary in that both it is okay, but also needs a nod or an acknowledgement inside of the RFC itself. There's also a question about whether that's a breaking thing or not because of the assumptions there. And so there's definitely an RFC update needed there of some kind. The question is what? Specifically, this means that there would be a new possible entry point that we'd explicitly acknowledge in the RFC, which could have implications for implementers who are expecting to not receive a message out of the blue that way. And so I think what we would need, Daniel, is more or less a do we have an issue on this in the RFC repo that we can use to sort of highlight the problem and then have the right amount of discussion? Do you happen to know, Daniel, if we do?
I'm not aware of one.
Will you start one?
Yeah, I can do that.
That would be awesome. And that way we can bring it up. I can get on the discussion for next week so that we can readdress this, because it'll have implications as we're moving forward with other things.
Great.
You know, as we're contemplating version bumps for AIP 3, then having that in there and acknowledged so that it can sort of be bundled into a version bump would be really nice instead of requiring its own handling. Awesome. Okay. Excellent. That was a really good conversation. In a couple of different areas. Are there anything else that folks want to bring up in the remaining 5 minutes of the meeting, or do we want 5 minutes of no meeting?
I'll just note, Sam, I also grabbed a Dipier 2 example from AFJ.
I love you guys. Okay, so here's the one that Daniel brought in as the DID doc that's actually being passed. And then we have an AFJ did peer 2 example that has the two service blocks.
AFJ had one that was two services and one that was just one service.
Interesting. The typing example is weird, but then it has the accept headers there. But yes, from a canonicalization perspective, though, we would need to make sure that actually all of this information was in order in the creation of the string that is then base64 encoded. That would be one of the challenges of migrating to did peer to directly. Okay, this is good for conversation, and we can keep doing the homework and the figuring out the options we have. And Rodolfo's already volunteered for that, so this is good stuff. Thank you, everyone, for all of your contributions today. Move some important topics forward. I hope your week is a great one, and appreciate your participation here and the progress we've made.
Thanks, friends. See you.